In late 1986, I left the United States for the Netherlands, where I was going to have my semester abroad. Our class schedule was to be in class 4 days a week, and then we'd have 3 days a week to travel around, see the world. Not a bad deal. So on one of these breaks from class, a group of us went down to Germany to the Black Forest, and it was very nice down there, but kind of quiet, and you know, at night in this little town, there wasn't much to do but hang out in the in the bar of the hotel we were staying at. There was a waitress, Erfan was her name, I believe, and she was quite interesting. Her father, I think he was the Turkish ambassador or something high up in the Turkish embassy, and she had been around the world going with different diplomatic missions with her father and staying in different places. And, you know, considering the hotel was kind of quiet, we were the only group there, so, you know, she shut down the register and just kept pouring us beers and sat down, and we're talking about world events and learning from each other. Now, the year leading up to that had seen a rise in terrorism. Starting in late 1985, it was the hijacking of the cruise ship, the Achille Lauro, when they had murdered at least one American passenger, and more recently to that, there was a bombing of a Berlin discotheque. And between those two events, at least a half dozen other acts of terrorism in 1986. And we were discussing this, of course, and Erfan, who had been around the world, and was talking about how recently she had been staying in Kuwait. And she was talking about how her American friends, you know, the children from the American embassy, they couldn't go out at night. It wasn't safe. Basically, they'd have the shit kicked out of them for being American after dark. And she was appalled by this, you know, because she loved us Americans. And, you know, and she was talking about Islamic terrorism long before it was a hot topic here. She was talking about that and saying things like, you know, these fucking Arabs. And I was a little bit taken aback by this because, at the time, 1986, I was not so well educated at differences between different branches of Islam and, you know, Muslim, Arab. It was all kind of a big jumble to me. I knew there was a difference, but, you know, I wasn't too clear on what differences were, as most Americans were at the time and frankly still are today. So, you know, but I was confused at hearing someone from Turkey talking this way about Islamic terrorism. And cursing at Arabs. I said to her, but isn't Turkey a Muslim country? Yes, she said, but we're not fanatics.